destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. I know many of you are readers of my books. Some of you might be new. Probably most of you already have my books. You're doing readings for yourself. And you're tuning in to learn about the cards when you hear me talk to people. So I have a new habit now of stating the birthdays of all my guests. At least I'm trying to. I'm making an effort. I think I've been pretty successful the last couple of weeks. Today is October 22nd, 2007, the day of the California fires. We've had some major fires today in Southern California, not where I live, not even close to where I live, thankfully. 250,000 people had to evacuate from around the San Diego, California area today. That must have been really something. And you can go online. They actually have satellite photos of the area, and you can see this huge smoke going out into the ocean, into the Pacific Ocean, from north of Los Angeles. It's just, it's monstrous. It's like bigger than probably a small state. But you know, California's like that. It gets very dry here. I mean, even where I live, if there was a fire and a lot of wind, it would burn a lot because it's been very dry here until just recently. And then what happens, of course, in the winter is they get all this rain. And in Southern California, they have a lot of mudslides. So Southern California kind of takes a beating weather-wise and conditions-wise. It's a little less up here, but still, even here we have earthquakes and so forth in the San Francisco Bay Area today. But it was a beautiful day here today, 75 to 80 degrees and just gorgeous, not a cloud in the sky. October 22nd, King of Hearts today with the Six of Hearts ruling card. Now, when you have a birthday that's a double of any suit, like a double heart, this is a double heart birthday. My birthday is a double diamond. There's plenty of double club birthdays and double spade birthdays. You have just a lot of excessive energy in that area of life. And hearts, of course, rules relationships. So people born who are double hearts, their life is pretty much just about the people in their life. And, you know, today is either a Libra or Scorpio birthday. Most people would say it's Libra. Most of the time it would be Libra. But sometimes some people born today could be Scorpio, because it's very early, very late in the sign of Libra. And just before Scorpio. But most of them are Libras. And when you have a double heart and also being a Libra, really the question is whether you even exist in your own mind. Because your life would be mostly about the people. I've had clients this birthday, and it's hard to get them to talk about themselves. It's all about who they're with. A friend of ours doesn't have a relationship. She's his birthday. Today's her birthday. Happy birthday. And she doesn't have a relationship, but she has pets. And so her life is a lot about her pets. And that's the way of it. King of Hearts. The King of Love. Six of Hearts. Fairness in love. Equality in love. Karma in love. Female King of Hearts often will just be done with men. They'll just say, I've had it with men. And just give them up. They're strong, like a man. And they don't really need a man for the things that some women do. And they have anger towards men sometimes, starting with their own father. Six of Hearts also can be very competitive, but they're also peacemakers, which is kind of a paradox. On one hand, they're peacemakers. on the other hand, very competitive. All the sixes are like that. And we'll be talking about sixes a little bit tonight, too, because sixes are the number of the missionary or the purpose, those with purpose. And anybody who has a six as a birth card or ruling card, if they're not in their purpose, they really haven't tapped into the power of their birthday. Okay, so this leads us into our little discussion tonight, which is about purpose and commitment. I wanted to start by talking about a little bit about what happened to me. Even from an early age, I thought that I might have a special purpose. I didn't know what it was, but I just had that feeling. And I spent 10 years in a yoga ashram, and it was good. I was working on myself, but I came out of there really charged up to change the world. I came out of there with lots of energy and passion to do something really great. This was in my early 30s when I came out of the ashram, out of the monastic life. And I had a lot of ambition, but I didn't know at that time. I didn't know what kind of work I would actually do. I mean, I didn't know what my real role was. I really wanted to know, what's my purpose? I knew I could do lots of things, but I didn't know what my purpose was. But I didn't let that stop me. I just started doing whatever I could do. And as I did what I could do, I would be asking God, you know, bring me to the work that's really meant for me, my work. And I did all kinds of things. I mean, I've had many occupations in my life. I've been a massage therapist. I've worked in sheet metal shops. I've done construction. I've had a drapery business. I've done lots of things. I've been a cook. I managed a kitchen. Other things. I did well at everything I did, really. I did well at all the different things that I did. But I always knew that it wasn't really the thing I was supposed to do. I just kept asking God, you know, please show me what it is I'm really supposed to do. And it was really kind of in my mid to late 30s that it all came together. And that was when I really got involved in the cards. And the cards for me were the thing. I knew it. When it came to me, I knew this is it. It just fit the bill. So, you know, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. I mean, how did it come to me? It came through asking a lot, asking for a long time. Let's talk a little bit about purpose, and we'll talk later about maybe ways that you can find your purpose if you haven't already found it. You know, there's two purposes in life. There's an external purpose, which I've been talking about now. I've been talking about my external purpose, and then there's internal purposes that we have. And these are things that we came here to work on. The internal purposes. The external purpose is like, what role will we fulfill in the world? What kind of an external role will we play in life? What will be our hat that we wear that fits? Now, these two, inner and external and internal, can go hand in hand. But in most cases, we find an external purpose, and our internal purpose gets handled as we fulfill the external purpose. The internal sort of happens while we're doing the external. But even so, having the external purpose is a tremendous gift. I mean, knowing what occupation, what work that you're meant to do, this is something that can benefit our lives in many, many ways. It's highly desired. I mean, just think about all of the questions that are answered. I mean, if you knew really what your work was to be in the world, like what God, let's say, this is how I would put it, but you could put it in all kinds of ways, but I would say, what is the work that God wants you to do? I'm in a state of surrender. Like, if God told me, you know, I want you to be a dishwasher for the rest of your life, I would do it. I mean, I just don't have an attachment. And I knew that if that's what he told me, and that's the message I got, that it would be good, and I think I would get benefit from it, whatever it would be. So each of us has these like inner skills and abilities. And I can tell you one thing, your highest purpose will be one that utilizes your gifts. It definitely will be the one that utilizes your gifts. But getting back to the subject, if you knew what your work was, if you knew what it was supposed to be, and you were, that would answer lots of questions. Like, it would answer where you should live, for example. It's a question a lot of people, well, where should I live? Well, if you have a strong purpose in your life, where you live is secondary to your purpose, and your purpose will define where you live. Okay? I mean, you know, I've moved many times based on my purpose. If my purpose says, you know, it's better if I'm here to fulfill my purpose, That's where I go. And I will continue to do that. The other thing it can answer, too, is like what kind of relationship you should have. This can also be answered by your purpose. Because there are certain kinds of relationships that would either support or hinder your purpose. You may be, once you find your purpose, you could be in a relationship with somebody. You could be in a very, you know, a good relationship going, you know, that's going along okay. And then you discover your purpose. That could actually cause you to separate from the person you're with because they might be going in a completely different area than you. They might be going in a completely different direction. Once you find your purpose, it clarifies that. And it's really, I think it's a lot better in most cases to be with somebody that is going in the same basic direction as you. It doesn't have to be the exact same direction, but in a compatible direction would be my best way of putting it. You know. So our purpose, knowing our purpose in life can be extremely important. It kind of clarifies a lot of things. The other thing that it does, another huge benefit of being on purpose or being in our purpose, is that it puts a lot of the day-to-day problems in a new perspective. You know, if we don't have a purpose in our life, if we haven't, no matter what we're doing, like if you have a job right now and you have a relationship right now, but if you don't have a strong sense of where you're going and why, you're basically just maintaining. Your life is just about being busy and maintenance, you know, doing all the things that just keeps your life going. There's no goal. It's like a feeling of wasting time, a feeling of no direction. And it's like a ship without a rudder, it just wanders around. The wind blows here, it blows there. But, you know, our lives can so easily be consumed by busyness. I mean, when I think about what it takes just to kind of live, you know, you have to wash dishes, you have to wash your clothes, you have to cook, you have to go shopping for clothes, to go shopping for food, you have to pay bills, you have to work your job, you have to do something for your physical body to stay in shape. You know, if you're doing all this, that can consume an entire life, a life, because that can be all that you do. I mean, so what, how would you find any extra time in that scenario to actually do something extraordinary? To do something out of the ordinary, extraordinary, you know. But if you have a purpose, there's a way. If a purpose comes to you, everything else gets put in proper perspective, and the purpose will come. It'll be one of the most primary and most important things in your life. So this is like how important it is. I mean. And, you know, I don't know, a lot of you out there listening probably have found your purpose in life. You know what it is. Some of you may not have yet. I have a lot of clients who come to me, they haven't really found it yet. But I also want to talk about internal purposes a little bit, too, because those are very important. We will talk about external a little more before this is over, you know. But there's an internal purpose that a lot of us have. Like in my particular case, being a Queen of Diamonds, you know, some of the things I'm working on are indicated by my card. Like we have, for example, a pessimistic attitude on the Queen of Diamonds because we have a Seven of Clubs and Saturn in our life spread. And the other thing is we worry about money. We have fears about not having enough, and we have a sense of uncertainty around our values, which comes from our first karma card, the Three of Diamonds. So, you know, those are two or indicators of my internal purposes. Astrology also reveals internal purposes. Astrology can reveal things that that our knowledge of the cards at present doesn't reveal, doesn't catch up to. I've been spending a lot of time, let's just say I do a lot of readings. I do sometimes as many as 5 readings a week. And I see themes among my clients. And a common theme that I see a lot of is, like, for example, somebody who has been this real giver in relationships in past lives, and they've learned to be a great partner, but they haven't learned how to love themselves. They lost touch with how to love themselves. Now, this will be like a really great example of a strong inner purpose that's about redirecting their energy from being there for the partner to being there for themselves. Another one would be people who they have too much on the eighth house side of Scorpio, where they expect everybody to give to them, and they've been really good at being a partner and letting somebody give to them, but they forgot how to make money on their own, and they forgot how to determine their own worth separate from their partner. Okay? So this is the kind of things that astrology can reveal. Not to mention the other things from the aspects of the planets, like fears and tendencies of one sort or the other. So these inner purposes are happening, and really, I think from a spiritual point of view, the internal ones might be more important than the external ones. I mean, you can go out there and build a hospital that can help thousands of people, but you can also do that, and that can be your mission in life, but you could, that whole time, a person could completely ignore all their inner things and, for example, be incapable of having a good relationship with anybody. So, you know, life is about a balance. So as we go along, we have an inner purpose and an outer purpose. And some of you would like to have your outer purpose. You haven't found it yet, so we'll talk about that a little bit. And some of you may not know the extent of your inner purpose. That's where the cards come in and astrology come in, to help us see. You can look at your first karma card, for example, as an area where there's going to be some work to do in your lifetime. That first karma card, if you understand the meaning of that and see how it's being expressed in a negative way in your life, you'll see this is something you need to work with over the course of your life. You can look at your Saturn card. You can look at your Pluto card. These three are indicators in the cards. And in astrology, there's lots of indicators. In astrology, there's just indicators from almost every single planet. Okay? Now, external purpose, I've actually talked about this before, you know, and it is a wonderful thing to feel and to experience that, you know, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. This job is the job that I'm supposed to have. This is what I'm meant to do. And it's like there's no more uncertainty around it. There's no more wondering. There's no more, searching, you might say. You know, all that stuff is taken care of. And I would love for everybody here to experience that. If I could give that to you as a gift, I think it would be priceless. It was to me. It was priceless to me to discover that. So if you haven't found your purpose yet, one thing you need to realize is that finding your purpose is not an external thing. It's not like an Easter egg hunt. It's not something you can go out and look for and find it. Now, a lot of people will go out and try this job or try that job, and they will say, well, I'm looking for my purpose. But it's not really going to be found in that way. It's going to be found by focusing our energy internally. In many cases, it's even as simple as getting to know ourselves better. You know, I said earlier that when you find your true purpose, one one thing about that is that you'll notice that it utilizes all or most of your gifts, the gifts that you have. And everybody's got gifts in some area. And the cards can tell you what those gifts are, you know, what you're good at. Your card is something you're good at, as a matter of fact. Even though for some of us it's a challenge, too. So, you know, how are you going to find your purpose? Well, you got to look inside yourself. What am I good at? What kind of things, you know, and that's not going to tell you exactly what your purpose is, but it's going to give you some kind of, like, hints, you know, in the right direction. Another thing is think about often the signs of our purpose show up as children. Like, when we're young, we just do that or things similar to our purpose without anybody directing us. I mean, I've said this before, but when I was in grade school, I used to write stories. I used to write them. Nobody was telling me to write. I just liked to write stories, and I drew pictures. I never thought I'd be an author, though. I never dreamed that that would be the job. I didn't even know what I would be, but I didn't even think I could be a successful author. Never dawned on me. I just did it for my own fun. So some of the things that you did as a child might be connected to, and some children even know. Some children know exactly what they're meant to do. So sometimes getting to know our child, the child that we were, can give us hints as to what our purpose might be. Now, the cards can help sometimes because when we have a six in our spreads, especially in a strong position, like in the strong positions would be long-range card, a six, environment card, six, result card, six. These are the ones that are strong indicators of finding our purpose. I remember doing a reading just the other day from a woman who had a six of clubs long range and a six of clubs environment card in the same year. I thought, oh my God, this is it. This is going to be the year that she really gets hooked up. And this woman is almost 60 years old, but she's having a late blooming session, you might say. It's happening to her late in life, but it's going to happen. And it's going to be just as significant for her. So six is now Pluto six, or displacement of a six, is not a guarantee, not as much of a guarantee, because that means it's an issue, a challenge, but whether you achieve it is up to you. It's more in your hands. But as a long-range environment or result card, it's almost like a given that you're going to get that. But of course, even then, you have to be willing to ask. You have to say, I want to know what my purpose is. I want to know. You have to ask. So the astrology can tell you too, though astrology and the cards, I've never seen it really, well, I shouldn't say that. There have been cases where looking at the chart, I just see, oh my God, this is what your purpose is. No question. That doesn't happen very often though. There's not usually that much confirmation on that particular level, but it can. It can. It's just that it's not as common. But even so, astrology and the cards will definitely give hints. So if you can take all of these hints that are available to you, you can find your purpose. And once you find your purpose, committing to that purpose will not be even an issue. Commitment will just be natural. That's what happened to me. Once I saw my purpose, it was like the commitment was already there. I knew this is what I'd been waiting for. And I really think it's because I wanted it for so long and didn't have it, that when it showed up, I appreciated it so much that I would never let it go. And I think that's part of it. I think we sometimes have to go without it for a while to really know what's missing in our life. And then to have it, it comes in and we embrace it. We embrace it and we don't let go of it. We hang on to it. So that's the way it can be. So I really hope that each of you listening tonight has either found your purpose or is asking. Whatever we ask for, we will receive. But you have to ask. Your purpose in life is not going to come to you if it's not important to you. It just won't. It has to be something that you want. And whatever it is you want is what you're getting and what you will get. You know, that's the way it works. We're always getting what we want. It's funny how we complain about not getting, but we're always getting it anyway. But we act like we're not. It's funny. We're humans, and we're hilarious sometimes. Okay, well, we have three lines full tonight, and we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Erin, if she's still on the line, from Colorado. So I'd like to play a song off my CD. This is my favorite song on the CD. This is called Sri Ram. And when we come back after Sri Ram, we're going to talk to Erin from Colorado. Be right back.
Bye. come.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being so patient. I hope you enjoyed that song. I hope that was the song playing. I'm not sure, but we want to talk to Aaron now. He's been waiting patiently on line four. Are you there, Aaron?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Are you born April 28, 1977?
Yep, that's me.
So you're a six of clubs.
Uh-huh, that's right.
I was just talking about sixes. Did you hear the discussion about purpose?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't quite hear it. I wasn't listening on the radio at that time.
Oh, okay.
So I guess my mom has been telling me a lot about the Sixes Club, and I was just curious about current relationship I'm in and the card number of that person and all
that.
Yeah,
what's his birthday?
It's June 21st, 1976.
June 21st, okay.
Uh-huh.
So he is a, you're a six of clubs, he's a nine of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
With a nine of spades ruling card. And you guys have a very strong past life sexual connection.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God! Use the S word on the air.
Hey, that's okay.
Yeah, I would hope so. Since your other card is the Queen of Hearts, which is the sex card.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Well, that explains a lot.
I imagine that the two of you have a very strong sexual connection. I would imagine, and there's a love connection there too. It's passion, but there's also love. And you're a lot alike. It would be a rather intense relationship. He is more problematic than you in terms of, you know, whether he can be committed or not. Do you understand?
Okay. And does that mean committed to the relationship or committed to...
Yeah, to the relationship. So, I mean, are you asking about your long-term prospects with him or what?
Well, kind of, you know, because we've been, you know, talking about moving in together and maybe getting married. And, sometimes things come up like little fights here and there about stuff. And, mostly like sometimes I feel like I'm not heard by him or my ideas aren't important. I don't know.
Well, you know, one thing about... And you're a club, and he's also a club, but he's also a spade, his second card, and your second card is a heart. And it's true that women in general kind of regard conversation to be more important than men do.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, a woman would get feel hurt if a man doesn't listen. But see, men are more action-oriented. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Sure.
It's like, you know, conversation to us is just a way to get to what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Where women like to converse for conversation's sake. And neither one is bad or good. They both have a great purpose. But men, typically, a lot of men don't like to talk as much as women do. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Have you read any of the books by Dr. John Gray, Mars, Venus, Men from Mars, Women from Venus? Have you read that book?
I haven't read that one, but I've heard lots of things about it.
Well, it's a good book, and it's kind of easy to understand, you know. It's just kind of it kind of like maps out the basic differences between the sexes and how you can kind of work with that. I think you guys have perfect marriage connections, okay?
Oh, wow.
You definitely do. But you have to understand that in this relationship with him, he's the boss.
Yeah.
Do you get that?
I have a hard time with that.
Well, you're gonna have to get off that one.
Yeah.
Because you picked a man to be your Lord and Master. That's who you picked. Now, you could have picked other cards, and you would have been the boss. But you didn't pick one of those. You picked this guy.
Yeah.
So you must have done that because on some level, you wanted a man you could look up to and respect, not one that you could just push around. Do you understand?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and when you're with a man who is in a stronger position like this, you get to be the woman.
And
you are a woman. You are a woman, right?
Yeah.
You get to be feminine.
Sure, definitely.
To be feminine means to receive and, Go ahead, what were you going to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. The other thing that I wonder about is just, philosophical ideas, maybe about religion or God or those sort of things. Like, he wasn't brought up with any of that, and I was, and sometimes that becomes a problem. And is that something reflected
in the cards?
Or?
Well, let's face it. I mean, every little thing that you have in common is it helps, and things that you don't have in common make it difficult. You know, I mean, my fiance and I, we're pretty aligned on everything, but you know, she has a different diet than me. That makes it hard. You know, just that, the fact that a lot of the food that I really like to eat isn't so good for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So every little thing has potential to be a problem. I don't know how important a philosophical or spiritual thing is to you, but in some people's cases, it would be a deal breaker. I mean, if they had to be with somebody who didn't regard things in the same way, it just wouldn't work for them. So it just depends on you, really. You know,
mm-hmm.
It depends on what's really important to you. What things do you hold to be the most important? I mean, if you can allow each other to have your own beliefs, then they can work, perhaps, you know? Do you guys fight about things like that?
No, not really. I just feel like it's something that I'm going to have to do by myself, kind of. You know, if I want to do anything like meditate or yoga, go on retreats or something, I might have to do that by myself.
Yeah, well, and you know, that brings up the question again, like, why did you pick somebody who's not into that stuff? You know?
Well, I think he kind of picked me.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I know, you're right.
It never works that way. You know, women often say, well, I didn't pick him, but you know, I think really that women do pick the men. I mean, we don't approach women unless we get some kind of a signal that it's okay, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
you
have to approve
really nice.
Of us. You have to approve of us on some level, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is the man of your dreams. I don't. You have a Four of Hearts result this year, which is a card that indicates possibility for marriage. It's possible. It's possible you could be married by your next birthday.
Wow.
That's probably enough to scare you.
Well, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's not a bad relationship, but,
uh-huh.
You know, I really was curious because my mom kind of said it was a difficult relationship. I wanted to see what you had to say about it.
Well, you know, here's the thing, you know, women, this is something I've said on the show before, but I heard it recently. I thought it was really great because it's so accurate. Women get married hoping that their man will change. And men get married hoping that their woman will stay the same.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, well, you know, try not to do that. on your end, don't go into it thinking he's going to change because he's probably not.
Yeah. Well,
and, you know,
it's got a lot of positive.
And you are going to change. Women evolve in that way more than men do as a rule, you know. like you would get into your spiritual stuff and you would just basically leave him behind.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can find a way, like, you know, it doesn't have to come between you. It could be like, if he honored you and your beliefs, you know, does he have any beliefs about God or anything?
Yeah, they're a lot more mild than mine are. I really believe in a lot of different things, and you know, his are more, I guess, nature oriented. Or,
well, Six of Clubs people, they have experiences of that they can't deny. You know, you guys are more psychic than most people, and you pick up on stuff, so you can't deny that. But I think if he loves you, he can let you have that. You know, it's part of your life's experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. You got some strong indicators for marriage this year, so watch out.
Okay, I will.
And, you know, also birth control might be advised.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, you're still in those child, you know, bearing ages. Age, you know. You're only 30 years old.
Oh.
You're ready to have a baby.
Yeah. No. Is that what the cards say?
It's a possibility.
Wow.
The cards are not definitive. They never take away our choice, okay? But somehow, in retrospect, in hindsight, they always are accurate. I don't really think getting pregnant would be a good idea for you right now, personally.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, so, you know.
And
what about, you know,
you
what about your career? Don't you have a career thing going on?
Well, sure, yeah. I'm an artist part-time, and then I'm a teacher in the public school system. So.
Uh-huh, okay. The Six of Clubs often have great dreams, great ambitions, you know?
Yeah.
Not all of them, but a lot of them do.
Yeah, well, that's I think that's the art part of it. I mean, that's my ambition.
Yeah.
You know, to be an artist.
Well, yeah, and see, like, you know, sometimes that's real important, you know, like, and there's a conflict between that and family life or whatever, you know. Not always, but sometimes. So you're doing a good job. I think you're considering everything as carefully as you can. You're not going to make any mistakes, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right.
Well, I really appreciate you talking to me today.
Oh, you're welcome, Erin. It's a pleasure. I think Six of Clubs are really nice people. I like you guys.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Good luck with everything.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Six of Clubs. We're just talking about sixes tonight, too. So now we have line four is open, and Kristen has been waiting so patiently, and that's a lot to say because she's an Ace of Diamonds on line two. Can I talk to Kristen now? Hello?
Hi.
Hello, Kristen. Is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, good. Don, could you turn her up a little bit, please? I can barely hear her. Hi, Kristen. Are you actually born on August 12th, 1969?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you must be a real piece of work.
I spoke with you a couple weeks ago. You told me to give you a call back, and this is regarding a gentleman I'm dating.
Okay.
And also another issue of business.
I say, okay.
And you told me to give you a call back in a couple weeks, and here I am.
So you have to refresh my memory. I don't know. So what are we going to talk about tonight, and what did we talk about before?
It was about learning basically to love myself.
Ah, yes, okay.
And
being confident in yourself.
Right.
Yeah. That's an Ace of Diamonds.
I've had a different attitude since I've talked to you.
Uh-huh.
And I started somewhat of a business I'm pursuing with a friend of mine, and I want to talk to you about that, and also about the gentleman that I'm living with for 4 years.
Yeah. So we talked about that already, right?
Yes and no. You were kind of like, well, I guess it was me deciding on what I was doing.
Yeah. So what have you come up with since I talked to you last time?
Well, I'm gaining confidence in myself.
Oh, good. Good. That's great.
Yeah.
You have to be, because you were put here to do so many good things. You understand?
Right.
You're a vessel for the will of God to create things in the planet. And you have to have the confidence in, because you get the inspiration, you have to have the confidence to follow through with it and do what you are inspired to do.
Well, I have two business ventures that I'm putting through myself. One is with the Three of Clubs, and one is with, I'm not sure what the...
Well, let me ask you a question. Why are you doing it with somebody else?
Because it's too much of a workload on me, and I need a partner, because I have a disease and I'm trying to push that aside of me, but also it's just a precaution for myself.
Uh-huh. I see. You know, I don't know all the answers about anything, really, but, you know, I don't know. You might want to try doing something on your own just to see if you can do it.
Okay.
You know, because whenever you go into partnership, first of all, it complicates things quite a bit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... You being an Ace of Diamonds, and I think I told you I'm an Ace of Diamonds too, you know, we have to find something that we do by ourselves, because we want to know that we did it ourselves. You know, I have a nephew who's like 5 years old, Ace of Diamonds, right? And my mother will be hanging out with him, and she'll try to do something for him, and he'll say, "No, let me do it." You know, because the Ace of Diamonds really wants to know, I did it, I can do this. You follow me?
Right.
So you might want to consider whether there's something that you can do all by yourself.
Okay.
Something that now once, like something that you create, know, that you make on your own.
Well, I am creating it.
Okay.
And I'm just being a partner along with me. Like, I'm the you know, I did the flyers, I did the advertisement, I talk with the people. I'm just bringing her along to come with me to help me.
Okay. Well, you know, like, I don't know what's exactly right. I mean, the Three of Clubs is not a bad card for you. What's her birthday?
I don't know her exact birth.
You know what sign she is?
I think she's a Cancer.
A Cancer? So she's a Five of Hearts ruling card then. I mean, the two of you are compatible, but Three of Clubs are nuts. They're a little too mental, I think, personally. You know. And they're unsteady, you know, They're kind of like here and then gone and then back again. I don't know, maybe you guys are doing a great job. Maybe it's working fine for you. I can't say for sure. But I see a lot of advantage to you doing something on your own. You have good cards for money this year. You should know that.
Good.
Okay, so keep going. I think you're going to have success.
Good, great.
Relationship-wise, you've got some challenges ahead.
That's always a challenge.
Yeah, you know, once you're getting more confident in yourself, you're going to make different choices. It's going to be good.
Good.
You know, but you may have to clean house at some point, and it may not be very fun to kick somebody out.
Actually, I live with him.
Right.
It's
well,
his home.
Well, then that means you get to
his house to get out.
That means you get to leave.
Yeah.
You get to say, "Arrivederci, I'm out of here."
Wow.
The more you love yourself.
I'm sorry?
The more you love yourself, the more that we love ourselves, the nicer person we attract.
Okay, good.
Always.
Okay. what you see financially things becoming better.
Yes. Not great, but not bad.
Oh, yeah, comfortable.
Yeah.
A little more than what I'm doing
yeah.
now.
Yeah, adequate. More than adequate.
Okay.
That's what I see. And, you know, your life, like everybody else's, is like a process, you know?
Right.
We're here just learning. And you're going to have lots of successes in your life. And lots of failures, too. Just like the rest
of us. I'm tired of failures. I'm ready for success. I'm
okay,
tired
well,
of failures
maybe it's
in my
time
life.
For more success.
Right. I'm tired of failures.
Just imagine that your boyfriend is so lucky that he has you in his life.
Okay.
That you're special and that he really, you know, if he doesn't appreciate you, like really appreciate you, then he's not really doing his job, you know?
Exactly.
And if he's not doing his job, then he's a loser. You need to get rid of him.
That's easier said than done when you're in love with somebody that you've been living with, you know, for 3 years. And
or maybe if you're just afraid of being alone.
No, I'm not afraid of being alone because I think I was better off on my being alone. I liked myself a lot better.
Well, then what's the problem? I mean, if you love this guy, what's the problem? Why don't you just get married and stay with him? What's the deal?
He's the problem. I'm not the problem.
Oh, well,
he's got the fear of commitment.
Oh, well, that's not his problem, dear. That's yours.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's your problem because if you really wanted a commitment, you wouldn't tolerate that from anybody.
I've been told that before.
He's not the only fish in the sea, you know.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
But you're acting like he is, and you're acting like it's his fault, like it's he's the one doing it to you.
Well, I'm putting myself in this position. I'm doing it to myself, but I'm putting the blame on him because I'm waiting for a reaction from him. And I'm not getting a reaction. And I'm just like, okay, well.
He's just being who he is, you know.
Yeah.
And he's told you he's not going to make a commitment. You're saying, okay. All right, go ahead, punish me.
Yeah.
I don't deserve any better anyway.
Yeah. That's horrible.
That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least I have some good some good thing. I'm not gonna let that.
Hey, listen, you're getting
down,
Kristen. You're getting exactly what you want. So don't.
Right.
It's life is always good. If you want it to be different,
right.
All you got to do is choose different.
Right.
You're having a great life. If you want to be different, choose different. That's all there is to it, okay?
Right. But I want to be happy. I have to make things around me happy.
Well, I don't know. I think you're happy right now. You're getting what you want.
Okay.
You love him. You say you love him, so.
Yes, I do. But I think I deserve more and I need more.
Well, you know, we all love everybody like we love a puppy dog,
yep.
You know? We all love everybody. Did you know that?
Yes.
So when women say, oh, I love him, I wonder, well, is that the puppy dog kind of love or what? Because there's different kinds of love, you know. And loving somebody, that's not something that's necessarily really unique.
Right.
Now, when you're in love with somebody, that's different, you know.
Yeah.
When you're, like, really just
in
so happy about being with them and it's just a person you always waited for. That's different.
Right.
You don't have that. Sorry.
No, I don't.
You don't have anything even close to that.
Thanks.
Well, I had to be dramatic, you know. You're a Leo. I had to really get the drama going there.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
But you hit the note, though. You hit it.
People don't, you know... People come to me because they want to hear it straight, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have any hard feelings about it, though. Whatever you choose is okay. You're a lovely person, and your life is as good as you'll let it be right now.
Right.
And I'd like to, you know, everybody would like to see you have the best life possible, but you have to be the one who's willing to let go of the bad to have the good.
You're exactly
right. That's a hard thing. No one likes to do that. It's very uncomfortable.
Yes, it is.
It's painful.
Yeah.
And we avoid pain like the plague. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We do. We're all like that. It's not your fault. It's just the way human beings are. All right. Well, it's great to talk to you again, Kristen.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
If anything dramatic happens, please call back.
I will.
If you make any life-changing decisions in the next couple of months, I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of your evening.
You too.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was fun. We're going to take a short break now, and when we come back, we have, that was line number two, which is now available. We have two people on line three and four. Sydney's been waiting so patiently from New Jersey. We'll talk to him or her, I'm not sure which, when we get back from the break. I would like to play the song Shiva off my CD. It's a nice rocking kind of a number. And when we come back, we'll talk to Sydney from New Jersey.
Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva
Welcome back, everybody. Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from California. That was Shiva from my new CD. I woke up this morning. I had a really beautiful song in my head, and it was in a dream, actually. There was another group in my dream playing this song, so I was going to rip their song off and write it, but I didn't record it fast enough to catch it, so I lost it. All right, we have Sydney waiting so patiently for at least a half an hour. Are you there, Sydney?
Hello?
Hello, is this Sydney?
It is.
Thank you for being so patient tonight.
My pleasure.
And are you born October the 4th, 1962?
I am.
Okay, we got you down. So what can I do for you tonight?
I'm in a big life transition. I have lived in the East most of my life, and a year ago, on some guidance, I moved to Boulder, Colorado. And my work life has not taken life there as a massage therapist and healer, which I've been doing for 17 years. But when I fly back to the East for a week or two, I just manifest a lot of clients.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, in the past, I was a graphic designer and I'm an artist, and I'm just wondering what is my path, like what to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time to come back to the East? Was the timing just not right, but it's the right place in Colorado? I'm just wondering if any of that is showing up.
Well, you know, you are a five by birth. Did you know that? You're a five of diamonds.
Yes.
It's okay for you to move anytime you want to.
Well, but I need to make money. I need to receive abundance. So.
Of course, of course. And, you know, I think you've already answered your own question. You found that there's more abundance out east.
Yeah.
For you. And I don't know. Have you ever done astrocartography?
Years ago, and I'm waiting for a location astrologer to get back to me as we speak.
Well, you know, you can do it yourself now online for free. Would you like to do that?
I would love to.
Well, go to astro.com.
Yeah.
Very easy, right? Astro.com.
Awesome.
And they have a bunch of free horoscopes there, and one of them is called Astro Click Travel.
Okay.
And you'll love it because it has a whole map of the world or the U.S. or whatever, and you can just click on a location, and you can kind of approximate where the city is you want to go to, and
yeah.
It'll tell you just what's going on in that city. It's amazingly accurate.
That's very exciting.
I love that thing, and it's free. I can't believe it, you know?
That is fantastic.
Yeah. So, you know, forget about the reading. Just go do it yourself.
Okay.
Why wait?
Why wait? Certainly the stillness out in Colorado is ridiculous and a sign unto itself.
So, I mean, you're in, I should tell you, Sydney, that this is your rebirth year this year.
Okay.
And everybody has this at age 45, okay? And it's a blessed year. It's a year when wishes will come true.
Okay.
So you want to just position yourself. You want to position yourself, if possible, to take advantage of the good fortune that's going to come your way. All right?
Okay.
So my suggestion to you is to move.
Move back to the East.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Simple as that. I mean, I don't always just tell people something like this so clearly and emphatically, but in your case, it seems obvious.
Is obvious in the cards or just obvious because of what I said to you?
No, in the cards.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and plus combined with what you said, too, that adds to it also.
Yeah. Is there a timing that's better than others?
Let's see here. I think right now would be good.
Right now? and can you tell me what right now Institutes is that? In
between
the
now
month?
And November 25th. How's that?
Really?
Yeah, you got a Five of Hearts right now. Hit the road.
Five of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Until November 25th, is that what you said?
Yeah. I mean, you can do it any time you want this year, but you have a five right now. But you can wait if you want to wait till March or something, April next year, you can do it then. But, you know, it's really, you have to, I think what the cards are saying to me is that you have this four hearts, Pluto, and four diamonds result. You need to find the place to live that really supports your prosperity. That's what those two cards can say. Four hearts and four diamonds, Pluto and result. Okay? Because four hearts is the home card. Where do I live? Four diamonds is financial stability. All right?
Yep.
So the indications here are for you, you have to make that your priority. Where I live, it's like I talked about earlier in the show about purpose. If your purpose is clear, where you live always comes secondary to that.
Right.
Yeah. Now, my experience with Five of Diamonds is that a lot of Five of Diamonds come into a lot of money without working that hard for it.
Well, that hasn't been the case with me, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying every single one, but it could still happen to you.
Yeah.
Like, it could come to you easier if you were an opening for that inside, like an opening for a lot of prosperity. Have you read any books on, like, expanding your prosperity internally?
I have one on my ninth gen right now. I think Elizabeth Ponder's book on prosperity. Like
well,
that?
I'm not sure if her book is any good, but I know one that is. I know two that are, actually. One is called The Trick to Money is Having Some.
Uh-huh.
By Stuart Wilde. And the other one is The Big Money Book by Robert Lee Camp.
Believe it or not, I believe I own both of those and have not read them in depth.
Okay, you need a spanking.
Well, the Big Money Book is in Colorado at the moment, and I'm in New Jersey.
That's very convenient.
Convenient.
Another reason to go out there. No, anyway, you know, wouldn't it be nice that you had this kind of a prosperity that no matter where you went, you always had money would always just come running to you.
Yes.
That's what I have. And you can have that. It's not that hard to do. It's really not hard at all. And you have a Seven of Diamonds as your long-range card this year. This is the year to do it. This is the year for you to have a transformation in regards to your money. Okay?
Okay.
And it's a Jupiter year, so it'll never be easier than now.
Okay, it doesn't feel easy.
Well, it's not easy right this moment, but you just began a blessed year. It's going to get easier. But you have to put some effort into it. You have to let God know that you mean what you say.
I'm having a chat with him almost.
Oh, good.
Every moment. Yeah, I'm really seriously... So if you just said that you could make money wherever you are, I had that assumption and thought that that would be true for me to go to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not working out.
Well, there might be something, I don't know you, I don't know all the little ins and outs, but you know, there could be something else about your trip to Colorado that just didn't jive with your true calling or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know all the little facts, but you can think about it. And I think if it's not working there, it's just kind of a sign, you know what I mean?
It's a big sign, yeah.
I look for signs myself, you know. This is how I say it, you know. When we're on the right track, the red carpet comes rolling out.
I agree.
Welcome! Glad to have you!
Right.
And if it's not, if we don't see the red carpet, we might be going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So you seem to know all this yourself, so just practice what you know.
One of my questions was, is it the right place at the wrong time? Was I there ahead of time, or what I'm doing there is the wrong thing. I'm going in there as a healer, and there's a lot of healers there. Is it, was it that my artwork was supposed to be life there? So those are my questions.
If you are not clear about what you really, like, if you're doing healing work because it makes you a living and you're not doing your art because it doesn't make you a living, you know, you might not really be doing your true purpose, you know.
Well, I have a question about my true purpose because I am good at a lot of things.
Yeah, so am I.
So,
but there's only one thing that really, really lit up my boat, you know, that really lit up my lights, floated my boat, so to speak. And, you know, you have to find out what it is you really love, you know, what kind of work would it be that wouldn't even feel like work? It would just be fun, you know?
Yeah.
And
probably something to do with...
You know, I have a good friend who has the same cards as you. He's a five of diamonds and a jack of clubs. And his big issue was that he could never make up his mind. You know, he kept changing jobs over and over again. Do you do that?
Uh-huh.
Do you do that yourself?
No. I was a graphic designer for 12 years, and I transitioned over a four-year period to being a massage therapist, and I've been a full-time massage therapist 14 years.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're obviously not like... You're definitely not like my friend, then.
Big deal. But I do have a lot of things that I am good at, and...
But what kind of thing? I mean, you can't do massage forever. Have you noticed that? I mean,
right. I mean, it's unusual to be a massage therapist as long as I have and be healthy.
Yeah.
Which is
a good thing. But you know, I mean, don't you sometimes think, well, I can't do this for like until I'm 60. You know.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, unless you switch into another component of it, energetic work, as opposed to the physical work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I would like to be fed in some other way.
Your heart will guide you, but, you know, the indications are here that your location is important because of the cards that I see. The location is important for you, for right now, not necessarily forever, but for now. Okay?
Okay.
And that's the best I can tell you.
Okay. Anything real quick about relationships or anything else glaring that I should know about from my...
Well, who are you dating?
I'm not dating anybody long-term right at the moment.
Well, who are you dating?
I'm dating guys off of the dating website.
Uh-huh.
I am dating.
Well, maybe that's how you like it.
I don't like it.
Well, you're doing it. You know, I mean, you're a five of diamonds, you know. You have freedom things, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe this is what you like. You should just look at it anyway. It's a possibility.
That dating is what I like?
Well, not having anybody putting too big of demands on you.
I would say no, but okay, I'll think about it.
Well, I don't know. You know, they say that we don't get what we deserve in life. We get exactly what we settle for. You ever heard that expression?
I've not, and I'm not willing to settle in relationship.
Well, then why are you?
Why am I?
Are you settling right now? You say you're just kind of dating guys or whatever. You know, whatever you're getting right now is what you really want. So you have to ask yourself, if I want something different, it's like the last caller, too, you know, we have to give up what we don't like, you know. We have to give it up.
Oh, right. No, I'm just in the place where I meet somebody and I date them a couple of times and it's not a good connection,
yeah.
So I move on. It's not
that's okay.
You
might be like in a transitionary period, you know, where... You haven't met the right person yet. But if you're really clear about you're looking for a commitment, you'll get it. I guarantee it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind.
Great. Good to hear.
Yeah. Well, this is a blessed year. You could get everything this year if you want, because it's a wish fulfilling year.
Good.
If your wish is really, if your heart's really into having that,
yeah,
it'll happen sooner than you think.
Good. Okay. I'm happy to hear that.
You know, and be clear about what you're looking for, like what kind of qualities are most important to you, you know, in a man or whatever, a relationship.
Okay.
You know, like, so you, it's the more clear we are about exactly what we're looking for, the better results we'll get.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm 54 years old now, and I've been married 3 times, and I never really had the relationship that I really, really wanted, because I wasn't clear about it. I mean, I got what
right.
I wanted at the time, but it wasn't really the ultimate. But I got really clear a couple years ago, like, with really what was most important to me about a relationship. And as soon as I did, the woman I was looking for showed up almost, like, immediately.
Great. I'm glad to hear it. I've never been married, so, and I'm 45.
Yeah, your statistics are going to get the better of you here soon.
Right. I hope not.
Well, you know, you can have whatever. I know that anybody, see, our card is not a lifetime curse or anything. It just represents patterns that we have to work with, but anything can be overcome. Anything can be transcended through effort and determination.
Okay.
Yeah. So even though a 5 of diamonds is typically not marriageable, 5 of diamonds do get married.
Right.
And you can too, once you really figure out what's inside of you that has stopped it so far. And it's not out there. It's not because you didn't meet the right person. It's something about you.
Okay.
You know, that's a little hint for you there.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take the big hint. Thank you so much, Robert.
It's great talking to you, and thanks for being a guest tonight.
My pleasure.
And now go get some sleep. It's late out there.
It is. Thank you.
Close to midnight.
My pumpkin is, my carriage has been turned into a pumpkin.
That's right. Well, good luck, Sydney.
Thanks, Robert.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Kyle from Minnesota. And line 3 and line 2 are now open. And while we're on the break here, I'd like to play the song Krishna. And when we come back, we'll talk to Kyle. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. And we're coming into our final segment here. We have two people on the line. This might take us to the end of the show, but if you want to call in, let's see, there is one line open. I'm not sure which one. I think it's line, it's two or three. I'm not sure which one, but we may have time for three callers, but we have two on the line. And first off, we're going to talk to Kyle, who's been waiting very patiently. He's out in Minnesota. Are you there, Kyle?
I'm here, Robert. Can you hear me very well?
I can hear you perfectly, actually.
Great.
And are you born on July 7th, 1964?
That is correct.
Okay, good. Now we got your birthday, and what can I do for you today?
Well, first, let me say I really appreciate you doing these radio shows. I've been trying to keep up with them, and they're really excellent, and I thank you for them.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. Thanks for saying that. I appreciate hearing it. Absolutely.
I have a couple of topics, and I don't know if we'll have time for both, so I'll ask the one that's most important to me first.
Okay.
Can I ask about the yearly spread? When you look at a yearly spread for yourself, you look at the birth card and also the planetary ruling card and the personality card. At least that's how you describe it in Cards of Destiny.
Yeah.
I was wondering how you weight that. Do you feel like the birth card is the most important yearly spread to look at?
Well,
and then
first of all, I don't really use the personality cards anymore.
Okay.
I rarely use those. Only in the case when I'm dealing with a Leo and there's no ruling cards do I look at the personality cards. So you can just forget that one for now.
I usually do forget it.
And then when you look at the birth card and the ruling card spreads, look at them as being spreads for the different parts of your personality that are represented by those cards. So you have an Eight of Diamonds part and you have a Ten of Clubs part, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look at, see if you can make a distinction between those two parts of yourself. And the spread for the Eight of Diamonds is relating to the Eight of Diamonds part of you. And the spread for the Ten of Clubs is the Ten of Clubs part of you, okay?
Right.
Does that make sense?
I think so, yes.
I know that theoretically it does. You're going to have to kind of play with it to get the sense of it. But, you know,
well,
the first thing is to distinguish between your birth and ruling card, you know, who those two people are. Now, in your case, they're very much alike because they're both in the crown line and they're both kind of success-oriented, right?
Right.
But there are differences between the Ten of Clubs and the Eight of Diamonds. You know, Ten of Clubs is the information part of you, the part of you that wants to teach or bring knowledge to the world in some way. You know, Eight of Diamonds doesn't have that. So that can be a little help to you there.
Oh, that is very, very helpful because I was going to add to my question. Can I go on a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm looking at the spreads, and I have something I was thinking of starting this coming year, maybe beginning in January, when I would be in my Jupiter period.
Uh-huh.
And when I look at the birth spread and the Ten of Clubs versus the Eight of Diamonds, I see a very different kind of cards, or at least somewhat different. You know,
But you know, you could start a business right now if you want. You could do it now, because you got a King of Diamonds right now. See, when I look at those two,
I'm in Mars, right?
You're in Mars. You just entered Mars actually 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Right.
And you have really good cards in this period and the next period. I mean, even in Saturn.
Well, actually, I'm in the planning stage, but I won't be able to start it. It'll take me about 2 months to get it going.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'll still have a King of Spades in my Jupiter period. A King of Clubs, I'm sorry, in my Jupiter period.
With an Ace of Spades,
That's Ten of Clubs, and it is a teaching thing I want to do. It involves teaching classes.
Oh, good.
And so I was thinking that might be a good time to start it.
It's going to be an excellent time to start it. It's going to have good results.
And I also see that for the year in my Ten of Clubs, I have the King of Spades as my results card.
That's right.
And I felt like that might be a good influence.
Now, I know that you like money because you're an Eight of Diamonds, right?
Yes.
So make sure that you create this to be a pretty good money source for you.
Okay.
Like, don't create something that's going to be just mediocre financially.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Good point. I am. I'm planning it so that it can start small but grow into a very, very large thing eventually.
Yeah, like have it be something with an unlimited upside.
It is, yes, exactly. That's what I've been planning.
Oh, great. That's perfect then.
Super. Okay. Well, that's one of the things I was wondering about. Because sometimes you look at the live spread and the planetary ruling card versus the birth card, and you see what seem to be opposite cards, that one would say move forward and one would say wait. And so I wasn't sure how you would weight those. But now you've made sense out of it.
You know, when I read for people like on the radio, I don't really give either one any more weight because they have equal weight to me. Overall,
okay.
You know, and when I'm
helpful. So.
Yeah, when I'm looking at your cards for business success, I see this period and I see both spreads and they're great. Either one of these periods is great for you. You know.
Super.
Yeah.
Okay. And can I ask one question? You talked about sixes, and I have a six of hearts as my result card for my eight of diamonds this year. And I remember one of your shows maybe a month ago or a few weeks ago. You talked about sixes, and I didn't really think about the six of hearts until you mentioned that on the show, and you mentioned something about it being about finding your destiny or your life purpose.
It can be. A six of hearts generally is more like somebody shows up in your life to repay you some good karma.
Okay.
It's unless the work that you would find would be something related to the heart. You know, it's possible that it could be, but the six of hearts.
So would it be like the Pluto card would be the person bringing you the karmic results and the six of hearts?
It might be, or it might be the underlying cards under the six of hearts. You have some love cards happening right this period. Did you know that?
I do, and you know, it's interesting because I'm absolutely not interested in a relationship right now. I have this project I'm working on, and I'm very busy with my kids right now. And I noticed that I have the Queen of Hearts and Venus, and I could have, it was like totally uninteresting to me to be involved in a relationship at this time.
Well, you know, that's often exactly when it happens.
when you're not wanting it?
When you're not wanting it.
Okay.
You know, we make our best plans, but God's got plans too, and His are His are better than ours. We just don't know it.
Well, if it's great and it turns up, I guess I won't turn it down.
Yeah,
it's
not
something I would expect.
You don't have to be concerned about it. It'll either happen or it won't. But if it does happen, remember that you have really good influences right now, and that Six of Hearts result could indicate that this is going to lead to something really good.
That's good to know. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, can I transition into my second question really quickly?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask about the sun and the moon connections.
Yeah.
I love what you talk about in your books. It's very helpful. I have my parents are sun and moon. My father is sun and my mother is moon. And I watched their relationship and been reading your books about 5 years now. And I can really see how the sun and the moon influence work in their relationship.
Uh-huh.
But you say that most of the time you see a moon relationship in a long-term relationship or a marriage. Are there any cases where you've seen a successful long-term relationship that doesn't have a moon? That might have a lot of Venus?
Yeah, there's definitely...
Moon?
It's not like you have to have a moon connection. It's just the one that's most commonly found. But there are lots of successful marriages that don't have the moon connection.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I run cards for everyone I see. Anyone who'll give me their birthday, I look them up in your book. And sometimes I see couples or friends of mine who seem to be have a lot of good connections. You know, they'll have Venus, Mars, and I don't see any moon. And I wonder if that's an indicator that it might be something that'll be a love affair, but it won't last. So you're saying it's a good influence, but you've seen relationships without it that are still strong.
You know, there are so many different reasons that people are attracted to each other. Like, you could have two people with the same exact birthday hook up, or people with the same card, and there's no moon connection, but there's other things, or karma cards get together. So there's a lot of different reasons that we're attracted to certain individuals, and it really has more to do with where we're at in our life and, you know, what lessons
right.
we're here to learn in the next phase of our life. And so there's no real formula that just, you know, handles all of it. You have to kind of just be open and see what God brings you, and then look at it and go, oh, this is why.
Right.
And it's better to have that kind of a look-and-see attitude about it all, I think.
Right. Okay. So if you see a moon connection, great, but if you don't, look at the other connections and...
Yeah, ask yourself, why am I attracted to this person? You know, if you don't see a moon connection, it doesn't mean anything. It just means that there's something else attracting you.
Right.
And, you know, what would be kind of interesting to know what it is. Like, why am I being drawn to this person?
Right.
It's kind of a good question to ask. You know, it's not something that most people will do. Not many people are going to stop and even they're just going to go for it or not go for it, right? Most people.
Right.
But
well, on the, staying on the moon thing for just a second, you say that usually the sun person leads, and if a man is the moon person and the woman is the sun person, unless the man is willing to let the woman leave, then there'll probably be conflict, right?
Yes. Well, it depends, first of all. Like, I would say with your birth card and ruling card that you're a leader-type person.
Right.
Okay? I would guess that because your ruling card is a 10. And 10s
right.
and aces, they're born leaders, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you being moon to a woman would work for you.
Well, and that's why I asked that, because I look up everyone, and when I see on the moon to a woman, I say, well, can't date her. And I didn't want to automatically write off women that I'm moon to, but I trust your books because they've been effective and useful over the last 5 years. I've watched this play out in relationships.
Well, but, you know, it would be better, I think, if you were to, like, take an experimental approach, Kyle, and if you meet a woman that you're moon to and you're attracted to her, go hang out with her and see how you feel and watch what happens and learn on your own experience, you know. Don't just take my word for it, but go out there and test drive it.
One of the reasons I do take your word is because I have test driven. I was very skeptical when I found your books almost 6 years ago.
Okay.
And I've test driven them, and I think you do a really good job. I mean, there's some great information in these books, and it's very useful.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
It's kind of interesting.
I think that it's interesting to. I've been in a couple of relationships where I was the moon person, and I'm not really suited for that, but it was very educational.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
I loved them, and there was a great desire to be with them, but there were parts of it just didn't fit my personality because I like to lead.
Right.
I like to be the
leader.
Well,
like, and you talk about, in your book, you mentioned Sean Penn and Madonna as an example.
Yeah.
Because he was moon to her, that was problematic. They're both leaders. They were both very successful in their
careers. Only because, I mean, I don't even know for sure, but my theory is that he's kind of a man's man, you know.
He definitely plays those kind of characters.
Yeah. He plays the role usually of a real rough and tough, you know, kind of a strong male archetype figure. And I think that's how he is in real life. And I don't think it would ever suit him to be like playing catch up to a woman. But you look at Brad Pitt,
right.
who's moon to Angelina Jolie, and
right.
he's perfectly happy being the moon card because he's a two of diamonds ruling card, which has a very strong feminine side to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't normally regard him as being feminine, but he actually is pretty feminine.
Yes.
I mean, he is. I mean, he's very masculine, he's very good looking and all that, but he has a strong feminine side.
He's a very
side.
Pretty guy.
He's a pretty guy, but he really wants relationship. I mean, he's very relationship-oriented, too.
Right.
Ruling card, so, you know. He's different than a lot of men. I don't think you would be that way though. See,
right?
Based on your birthday.
Well, and okay. So if there's a moon connection there that's very weak. Let's say it's not between your birth cards. It's not even between your planetary ruling cards. It's between the karma cards of your planetary ruling cards or something like that.
Yeah.
with that, you think that still have the same influence, like a Madonna, Sean Penn?
Well, it may not be quite. It may not be quite as significant if it's way down the line there. But you'll have to experiment and see. You'll have to see, because I can't say for sure. You know, I'd have to see it myself.
Sure. But there is a difference in a connection that's your first connection in versus your 15th.
It is. I mean, basically, I've established an order that we look for connections. And, you know, the first is birth card to birth card, and then it's birth card to planetary ruling card, and then there's ruling card to ruling card, and then there's karma cards and so forth. And those really seem to be the order of importance. And the farther down the line a connection is, the less important that it is, typically.
Right.
You know, it seems to have less power, seems to be less significant overall. So that seems to be true, and it's held to be true. It's been holding up to be true with, you know, every example so far. So, yeah. But still, though, the moon connection is so important that even if it's like the fifth or sixth connection, I think it has importance.
Right.
I really do. Because if it's the only moon connection you have, then it's going to define, I think, who's going to be the leader.
Well, and if you look at a fixed card, like the, I have a daughter who's the Jack of Hearts, and you have fixed karma cards listed, and if you were to really do each of those karma cards, you come up with a lot of connections, and there would probably be a moon in there somewhere. You know,
yeah, well, actually, you know, that's actually something that I don't actually do anymore, like, when I wrote that book, originally wrote it, I was regarding the karma cards of the fixed and semi-fixed cards as being significators of the individual. In other words, if you're a Jack of Hearts, then we would also look at the Eight of Clubs for relationship connections. But that's not really true, and I don't do that anymore.
So you just use the Jack of Hearts as not having a karma card.
In the sense of a significator, yes, it doesn't really have a karma card that is a significator, that actually would be a representative of that card, you see?
A Jack of Hearts is a Jack of Hearts.
So even though the book does it that way, that's why I recommend people get reports from the software, because the software doesn't do that.
Okay.
Thank
you, Robert. I want the other callers to have a chance to speak. I didn't mean to take up all their time.
I think some other people might really have appreciated your questions. They're technically oriented, but they were very good questions, so I thank you for asking them.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right,
Kyle. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks so much for calling, man, and get some sleep tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. I hope some of you could follow that conversation. It was kind of technical. But it was very right on, and he asked some good questions. Like a Ten of Clubs would, you know, they got good brains. So we have one more caller. We have Deborah, who's been waiting patiently. Are you still there, Deborah? Oh, sounds like Deborah finally hung up. So what we're going to do is we still have some time left. We're going to play one song, and when we come back, if there's anybody here, we'll do one more reading. So I want to play this song, Sita Ram. This is the rock and rolly song off my CD. And when I come back, if we have a caller, we'll have one more question. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was a slight little hiccup here at the station. Actually, Deborah was still waiting there. So we have Deborah waiting. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Don, could you turn her up just a little bit? I can barely hear her. Now, speak up there, Deborah.
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, now I can hear you really good. Now, are you born September the 5th, 1962?
Yes.
Okay, now what can I do for you?
Okay, well, first of all, I'd just like to say I'm a first-time caller.
Okay.
And my friend Julie recommended that I call. She listens to you faithfully every Monday.
Okay.
And she told me to have you look at my prosperity outlook for this year.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what's going on for you.
Well,
what's going on in this prosperity department that you have questions? Is there something happening in particular, or?
Well, the problem is nothing's happening. So, but I have a lot of little things, you know, on the fires,
uh-huh.
And I'm not sure which way I should put my energies into.
Okay. Well, did your friend, what's her name again?
Julie.
Did Julie tell you what your card is?
Oh, she did, but I don't know what it is.
That's okay. You don't have to know. You are a six of diamonds.
Okay, that's
okay,
right.
Now, a six of diamonds is somebody that has karma with regards to money. And karma means like you have some kind of a drama that must unfold over the course of your life around money in some way, okay? And it can take different forms. It's different for every six of diamonds. It's not always the same thing. But one thing that is typical for six of diamonds people is that they have to kind of wait for something to happen. You know, like they can't seem to be able to get things going sometimes. They feel like they get stuck. Like you, kind of like how you described earlier.
You know. Yeah, I definitely feel that.
Like they're waiting for something. They don't know what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when I look at your cards this year, is this like, do you not know what work you want to do or what? What's the thing?
Well, it's not that. It's that I keep trying different things and nothing's working.
Yeah. Okay, so how long has this been going on, just trying different things and it's not working?
Oh, for about a year.
So this past year?
Mm-hmm.
And now you just had a birthday, so things are a little different now, actually, than they were last year.
And I did just start something new since my
okay.
birthday.
All right. And so is your biggest fear that you're not going to have enough money? Is that your biggest fear?
Yeah, I have a lot of debt right now that I need to pay down.
Uh-huh.
And I want to pay it down quickly, and I'm trying to figure out.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing I'm laughing because that's such a six of diamonds thing that they're so uncomfortable about having debts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't like to know. They don't like to think they owe somebody anything.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, some six of diamonds people will actually pay their bills ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
While the rest of us go, why do you do that? See,
to get it out of the way, you don't have to worry about it.
See, you have a super consciousness. You have a strong awareness of what is owed to who, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like the feeling that you owe somebody.
Right. I want to be independent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, a lot of Six of Diamonds women will marry a rich person.
Really?
Yeah. And
then
they'll take his money and put it to good work, good use.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. You ever had those fantasies?
Not really. I've had fantasies of having money, but not the man with the money.
Oh, okay. Just curious.
But, yeah, I do. I do think a lot about, you know, when I get the money and I'm able to do with what I want to do with it, I definitely want to, I have plans to do, animal organization stuff.
Uh-huh. Do you
so
play
it kills me when I get these things in the mail, you know, during the week to give to animals and I can't give.
And do you play the lotto?
No.
Okay. Just curious.
Mom does.
Your mother does?
All the time.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, this year should be a year for you of new beginnings. There's a relationship coming, actually. Or unless you're already married. Are you married?
No.
Okay. So, when was your last relationship?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't even know. Years.
And why is that?
Because I'm so focused on getting out of debt.
You know, what's real interesting is that sometimes a relationship is almost like the remedy.
Yeah, that would be nice. I was on disability for a while, and so I guess when you're in that mode, you know, you're not thinking you're right for somebody.
Yeah, like I'm not worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think there's a relationship coming for you, and it's a good one.
Oh, wow, good.
It's a good one, and I think that's going to open up some doors for you. Money is going to be there for you.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be there. This is a blessed year. Good things happen. Just relax. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Easy for you to say.
No, you'll see. I'm never wrong. I'm rarely wrong.
That's good to hear.
I'm not saying you won't keep worrying about it, but, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's in my personality.
Well, you know, we all have something we worry about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one of your areas, that's all.
Yeah.
So don't be too concerned. Just imagine that God loves you and that this year he's going to give you some special presents and be ready to receive those special presents from him.
I will, Robert. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And call us back in a couple months and let us know what happened.
Okay, I sure will.
All right?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks,
Deborah.
Have a nice night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, we had a request from a man who's calling all the way from Guam. I don't even know where Guam is. Somewhere way out in the middle of nowhere. And Don's not paying attention again.
Hey.
Hey, Tom, are you there?
Hi, Robert.
Hey, how are you?
I sent you an email a couple of weeks ago.
You did?
And my story basically is around the age of 39, Arnie Lane came to me as a patient, and then I later studied the cards under him.
Uh-huh.
Then I recently discovered your website.
Yeah.
And ordered your books, which just came 2 days ago.
Oh, awesome. So do you really live in Guam?
I really do.
Wow.
I'm a native Chicagoan.
Uh-huh.
I'm a native Chicagoan. But at the age of... discovered the cards, I quickly realized that I've been following my life path through the years, according to the cards, which to your listeners, I'm going to give a testimony that it's there's some validity.
So you've actually proven it for yourself, basically proven it to yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're a king of clubs, right? You're November 7th.
King of clubs, yes.
So king of clubs will never bullshit you, folks. I want to tell my listening audience that if a king of clubs tells you something, they're never lying about it. Okay. It would be very unusual.
And furthermore, the other fellow should listen.
Yeah. Yeah, we all should
listen. No bullshit and pay attention.
We should all bow down and listen to the king.
Well, I went to business school, which was a part of my life path, and I got a master's in business and marketing. And then, because my life path is a five, I decided to change and become an airline pilot, which I did.
Wow.
And then about the age of 30, 1993, I injured my back and went to a chiropractor, and he fixed me, and I decided I wanted to be a chiropractor, so I entered chiropractic college before my 33rd birthday.
Wow.
And then as I went to chiropractic college, I learned all these, I became metaphysical and learned all the natural healing techniques, which is part of my, as I read the cards, is part of my Anita Randall's book, A Physician and Metaphysician.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
So there's a further testimony that that there's truth in the card.
Yes, it's...
I was wondering why I was so restless this year. And then I went back and reviewed my my year, and I started feeling restless in my 66th year because all these fives were showing up.
You got 3 5 of spades in all the most important positions. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and you know, I've been itching for 12 months.
I believe
it. I decided I'm going to sell up sometime soon after my birthday and move to Manila. Now I have to go to astro.com to find out if that's a good move.
Well, it would be kind of interesting to look and, you know, make sure there's nothing really bad going on there for you.
Yeah, besides the, the Abu Sayyaf and the bombings and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which only happens mostly in the South.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, you have a next year. Your birthday is coming up soon. You have a 3 of clubs next year, long range.
That's right. A lot of indecision.
But it could be also creative writing, though. You know.
3 of clubs
is an author's card, so it often occurs when people sit down and write a book or something. So.
I've already done that, and I don't think I want to do that again.
Oh, okay.
But I like writing ads and advertising and things like that, so maybe
it'll be something like that, possibly.
Yeah.
It actually looks like a good year, though.
I'm unmarried.
What's that?
What do you see going on besides the changes? I'm also unmarried.
Do you want to be married?
I got that feeling not this year, but the year before, and then I got engaged, and then it was a 2 of 3 of spades, and then I see the 3 of spades showed up in my Mars, and I dropped her about that time.
Well, you know, if you're with the 3 of spades, because you have a very strong 2 of spades in your life spread, you're a 2 of spades karma card. If you're with the 3 of spades woman or whatever, you're going to be playing the moon role, which is the following role.
I have to read your book. I don't understand the moon role.
Well, when you read love cards, it's going to talk about the connections we have with people. And the moon connection is where two cards are sitting right next to each other. It's also called the Mercury connection. I eliminated Mercury and just used Moon because there's a Sun card and a Moon card. And the person in the front is the Sun, and the 3 is in front of the 2. So the 3 gets to lead, and the 2 has to follow. So in that relationship, you would have to be playing the more follow role, which may not suit you as a King of Clubs.
Well, yeah, but personality-wise, it didn't turn out that way.
She didn't lead you anywhere?
I just dropped her because of boredom and disinterest.
Well, that's interesting. I never would have predicted that.
Yep.
But, you know, you'll have another opportunity for love coming very soon.
Yeah, I think I was looking at your year to come and... And I have to go through, you know, I'm sort of a third of the way through your Destiny book, and I'm just starting to look at your love book.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the week, I'll have a handle on that, so maybe that'll give me a clue.
But But you have a really nice Venus period. You have a Ten of Hearts there twice, and you're going to be having a lot of fun wherever you are in January and
February. Manila is certainly the place to have a lot of fun.
Well, that's what it looks like. And when that happens also, you could meet somebody, you know.
Right.
So.
The only problem is if you go to a third world country, you have to watch out for motives.
Yeah, I mean...
Is it love? Is it greed? Is it green card? Is it money? What is
yeah,
it?
Of course. But you're a Scorpio. You can detect that stuff before it hits.
You know, like a laser.
Exactly. Just be careful not to read it into a situation where it's not really there.
I think I've grown old enough to avoid that.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, you sound, you know, I mean, King of Clubs are generally pretty aware of themselves. My experience.
I was engaged to the July King of Clubs.
July 15th?
Yeah, that's correct. And we're still very close. In fact, she became a chiropractor after she met me.
Well, she was moon to you because her ruling card is a Two of Clubs, which is your moon card. So in a way, you had a perfect marriage connection with her. I mean,
yeah, we still have a strong bonding, but I don't know. Other things came between us.
Well, plus two kings in the same house, you know, you guys would have to sort of divide up who gets to rule what area.
Yeah, I ran into that problem when I was married to the October 24 Jack of Hearts.
Oh, really?
Two Scorpios, the two strong crown cards.
Yeah, but she was a jack. I mean, that's not quite the same, typically, but I believe you that it happened. But that was also another perfect relationship because you have a Queen of Hearts as your secondary ruling card. So the Jack of Hearts is your queen.
Let's say again?
You are a King of Clubs, but you're also a Four of Diamonds and a Queen of Hearts. Those are your planetary ruling cards. We use that a lot now. Have you read that part, Chad, about the ruling cards?
Not close enough, I guess.
Well, you should read the Four of Diamonds birth card and think about it, because you operate out of the Four of Diamonds a lot in your life.
I do what?
You will operate.
Well, I operate.
You will operate as a Four of Diamonds as much as you do a King of Clubs in your life.
Yeah, I believe that.
I mean, if you go back and if you read the description of the Four of Diamonds birth card and as if it was you, you'll see a real strong connection there. But you're also a Queen of Hearts, though that is your Pluto card. That's the one you aspire to and you revolve to. I would think by now, though, you are in the Queen of Hearts a lot. And you should learn about that card more, too.
I haven't paid much attention to me being a Queen of Hearts.
Well, when you were with this Jack of Hearts, that's what drew her to you, was the fact that her Jack sits right next to your Queen. You know?
Yeah, she did insist on marriage.
That's where the desire for marriage came up, was from that connection.
And prior to that, I was... married to the October 10 Jack of Clubs.
Jack of Clubs, and she was a Libra?
Right.
She was also a Seven of Spades. And, you know, the Four Diamonds card is the Neptune card to the Jack of Clubs. So when she met you, you were the man of her dreams, but you were also hard on her.
That's true.
So it was kind of like a dream that kind of turned into not such a great dream for her.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it was good and bad for her. It was like she kept wanting it to be good, but it would be... Your Four Diamonds is really hard on the Seven of Spades. That's her ruling card, you know, and your Four Diamonds is this big practical person kind of thing, and it was probably hard for her.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct in that broad analysis.
Well, Tom, we're running out of time, so I'm going to have to go.
Oh.
But, you know, I
okay,
want to invite
well,
you to call again and call a little earlier next time.
Yeah, I got screwed up on the time differences.
No problem, but
I tuned in the last hour rather than the first.
I'm on every Monday night, so feel free to come in and call in. I'd love to.
I like your email, which reminds me.
Yeah. Good.
Thanks very much, Robert, and it's been most interesting. And I look forward to going through those books and gathering more Canyon Club knowledge, so I pass it on to others.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to. Canyon Club is my favorite
card. What's your birthday,
in
Robert?
The deck. It's my favorite card. Thank you so much for calling. All right. Take care. Well, that was very nice. I could really relate to them. King clubs are just so good to talk to. Their minds are so balanced, you might say. Anyway, we're going to end our show now. Everybody, thanks for hanging in there and listening. I hope you learned something good tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week at the same time. And if Don is inclined to, I'd like him to play the song Gayatri off my CD, which is a favorite song overall on the CD, just for your listening pleasure. This is Robert Camp saying good night and have a wonderful week. Take care.
Swaha. Perfect day.